Bedtime Bites presents Auntie Maple's Secret Cookie Recipe. Eli loved visiting his Auntie Maple's cozy cottage in the heart of Whispering Woods. The moment he stepped through her red door, the sweet aroma of freshly baked cookies would wrap around him like a warm hug. One chilly autumn afternoon, Eli arrived at Auntie Maple's with his favorite teddy bear, Mr. Snuggles, tucked under his arm. As usual, the delightful scent of cookies filled the air, making his tummy rumble with anticipation. "Auntie Maple," Eli called out excitedly, "can we bake cookies together today?" Auntie Maple appeared from the kitchen, her silver hair dusted with flour and a twinkle in her eye. "Of course, my little sugar plum, but first, I have a special surprise for you." She led Eli to her garden, where a peculiar tree stood. Its leaves were shaped like cookies, and its branches were adorned with twinkling fairy lights. "This is my magical cookie tree," Auntie Maple whispered. "It's where I get the secret ingredient for my famous cookies." Eli's eyes widened with wonder. "Really? What's the secret ingredient?" Auntie Maple smiled mysteriously. "That's for you to discover, my dear. Now, close your eyes and make a wish while touching the tree's trunk." Eli shut his eyes tight and wished with all his might. Suddenly, he felt a gentle shower of something soft falling on his head. He opened his eyes to find cookie-shaped leaves floating down around him. "Quick," Auntie Maple exclaimed, "catch as many as you can in this basket." Giggling, Eli danced around, snatching leaves out of the air. When the basket was full, they headed back inside to start baking. In the kitchen, Auntie Maple showed Eli how to mix the dough, add chocolate chips, and shape the cookies. As they worked, she told him stories about when she was a little girl and learned to bake from her own grandmother. "Now for the secret ingredient," Auntie Maple said with a wink. She took one of the cookie-shaped leaves and crumbled it over the dough. "This leaf carries the magic of love, friendship, and happy memories. It's what makes these cookies so special." As the cookies baked, filling the house with their heavenly aroma, Eli and Auntie Maple sat by the fireplace. She taught him a silly cookie song, and they sang together, laughing at the funny words. When the timer dinged, they rushed to the kitchen. Auntie Maple carefully removed the golden brown cookies from the oven and placed them on a cooling rack. "Can we try them now?" Eli asked eagerly. "Patience, my dear," Auntie Maple chuckled. "Good things come to those who wait." While the cookies cooled, Auntie Maple shared more family stories. Eli listened intently, imagining his mom and dad as little kids, getting into all sorts of mischief. Finally, it was time to taste the cookies. Eli took a big bite, and his eyes lit up. "These are the best cookies ever," he exclaimed, his mouth full of gooey chocolate and crispy edges. Auntie Maple beamed with pride. "And now you know the secret recipe," she said. "Remember, the most important ingredient is the love you put into them." As the sun began to set, Eli helped Auntie Maple pack up some cookies to take home. She also gave him a small jar filled with cookie-shaped leaves from the magical tree. "For when you want to bake your own special cookies," she explained. On the drive home, Eli clutched the jar of leaves and the box of cookies, already excited for his next visit to Auntie Maple's. He couldn't wait to share the cookies with his parents and tell them all about his magical baking adventure. That night, as Eli drifted off to sleep, he dreamed of cookie trees, singing silly songs with Auntie Maple, and the warm, comforting taste of love baked into every bite. He knew that Auntie Maple's secret recipe wasn't just about making delicious cookies. It was a bow.